6. The Cosmic Mind. The Master Spirits are the sevenfold source of the Cosmic Mind, the intellectual potential of a grand universe. This Cosmic Mind is a sub-absolute manifestation of the mind of the third source and center and, in certain ways, is functionally related to the mind of the evolving Supreme Being. On a world like Urantia, we do not encounter the direct influence of the seven master spirits in the affairs of the human races. You live under the immediate influence of the creative spirit of Nebadon. Nevertheless, these same master spirits dominate the basic reactions of all creature mind because they are the actual sources of the intellectual and spiritual potentials which have been specialized in the local universes for function in the lives of those individuals who inhabit the evolutionary worlds of time and space. The fact of the cosmic mind explains the kinship of various types of human and superhuman minds. Not only are kindred spirits attracted to each other, but kindred minds are also very fraternal and inclined towards cooperation the one with the other. Human minds are sometimes observed to be running in channels of astonishing similarity and inexplicable agreement. There exists in all personality associations of the cosmic mind a quality which might be denominated the reality response. It is this universal cosmic endowment of all creatures which saves them from becoming helpless victims of the implied a priori assumptions of science, philosophy, and religion. This reality sensitivity of the cosmic mind responds to certain phases of a reality just as energy material responds to gravity. It would be still more correct to say that these supermaterial realities so respond to the mind of the cosmos. The cosmic mind unfailingly responds, recognizes response, on three levels of universe reality. These responses are self-evident to clear reasoning and deep thinking minds. These levels of reality are 1. Causation. The reality domain of the physical senses, the scientific realms of logical uniformity, the differentiation of the factual and the non-factual, reflective conclusions based on cosmic response. This is the mathematical form of the cosmic discrimination. 2. Duty. The reality domain of morals in the philosophic realm, the arena of reason, the recognition of relative right and wrong. This is the judicial form of the cosmic discrimination. 3. Worship. The spiritual domain of the reality of religious experience, the personal realization of divine fellowship, the recognition of spirit values, the assurance of eternal survival, the ascent from the status of servants of God to the joy and liberty of the sons of God. This is the highest insight of the cosmic mind, the reverential and worshipful form of the cosmic discrimination. These scientific, moral, and spiritual insights, these cosmic responses, are innate in the cosmic mind, which endows all will creatures. The experience of living never fails to develop these three cosmic intuitions. They are constitutive in the self-consciousness of reflective thinking. But it is sad to record that so few persons on Urantia take delight in cultivating these qualities of courageous and independent cosmic thinking. In the local universe mind bestowals, these three insights of the cosmic mind constitute the a priori assumptions which make it possible for man to function as a rational and self-conscious personality in the realms of science, philosophy, and religion. Stated otherwise, the recognition of the reality of these three manifestations of the infinite is by a cosmic technique of self-revelation. Matter-energy is recognized by the mathematical logic of the senses. Mind-reason intuitively knows its moral duty, spirit-faith, worship, is the religion of the reality of spiritual experience. These three basic factors in reflective thinking may be unified and coordinated in personality development, or they may become disproportionate and virtually unrelated in their respective functions. But when they become unified, they produce a strong character consisting in the correlation of a factual science, a moral philosophy, and a genuine religious experience. And it is these three cosmic intuitions that give objective validity, reality, to man's experience in and with things, meanings, and values. It is the purpose of education to develop and sharpen these innate endowments of the human mind, of civilization to express them, of life experience to realize them, of religion to ennoble them, and of personality to unify them.